Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show.
Oh, yes. Clones. We are back.
Day two.
Day one was phenomenal. It was incredible. There was so much to talk about post-NBA free agency, the craziness that happened on Sunday night. We still don't know where Kawhi is going.
He's got a plan, though.
Maybe. We'll get to Kawhi's plan a little bit later.
I'm excited about today. I don't know if I'm as excited as Lenny Dykstra when he sees a motorcycle drive by.
Hey! Hear that?
Yeah, I do hear it, Lenny. We do hear it, buddy. Here's the best part about yesterday. We walk out of here, and Lenny Dykstra followed us on Twitter.
Yeah.
He could have followed us.
I would have been terrified if a toothless Lenny Dykstra followed us and asked us to join him at a Jersey Mike's and dumpster dive for his $80,000
I would have been scared because right behind a toothless Lenny Dykstra would have been a cracked out Scott Spezia.
Or a drunk Howard Johnson.
Or a drunk Brett Hull. Gloria!
Gloria!
All right, anyway. We have so much to talk about today. We're going to get into, at the top of the show, what is Kawhi's plan? For real, like, what does he want? Because nobody knows.
We can speculate, but he just is one of the most enigmatic figures in sports, and we're all hanging on his decision.
And we'll talk to Ben Golliver from the Washington Post at the bottom of hour one. Then Juwan Howard, Fab Five member Juwan Howard, new basketball coach for the University of Michigan. Juwan Howard at the top of hour two, two-time NBA champion. I'm curious to hear. Obviously, we want to talk to him about recruiting and how difficult and how interesting, as he was thrown right into the fire, what it is to recruit kids and have a different recruiting strategy than the coach before him. That's kind of interesting. We'll talk all about that. But get his take on free agency. You know, he was the first $100 million contract. Yep. I'm interested to hear, you know, how he feels.
Now like Wayne Ellington has a
Wayne Ellington is getting
$100 million contract.
Right? Is he?
He's the man. Nick's doing it.
Jonah Carey in the middle of hour two. We can talk baseball with the man, Jonah Carey, and really get the feel for will Montreal. He's living up in Montreal now. Will the Montreal Expos, he wrote a fantastic book, Up, Up, and Way, about the Montreal Expos. Will the Montreal Expos get the Tampa Bay Rays? They're getting them for, it's like a divorced, it's basically like divorced parents.
Like who has custody of the Rays?
We get the Tampa Bay Rays on the weekend, and then they got to drop them off at a gas station in between.
And then there's like an argument over how much ice cream the Rays got to eat all weekend in Montreal.
Why don't you set any boundaries with the Tampa Bay Rays, Montreal?
I have to parent twice as hard down here in Tampa Bay.
We just need to be on the same page with this team. And then our buddy Rags, Scott Rogowski, former host of HQ Trivia, now host of The Change Up on DAZN. He's fantastic. We'll talk to him. And then Arash Markazi, columnist for the LA Times later. Excited about all that. So lots of great stuff on the show. Who knows who else might call in? Ozzie Guillen might call in. You never know.
You never know.
Which would be great. You can email us at rome@haveatake.com. We always love reading your emails. Serena's on the court right now as we speak. Call us 800-636-8686 or tweet at us. We are at Sklar Brothers. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Let's get into it right away, Jay.
I want to talk about Kawhi because I do think the question and the reason why people are so baffled right now is because we don't know what his motivation is.
We don't know what motivates Kawhi. He's like Robert Mueller. He's so tight-lipped.
What does he want his legacy to be?
That is the question. That is really the question.
Does he want to be remembered as the king of Canada? The guy who saved a nation, the Gordon Lightfoot of the new generation?
He's like a living Gordon Lightfoot, who I believe is still alive.
May he rest in peace. And we do say that.
We don't want Gordon Lightfoot to...
I just want him to get a good night's sleep.
Because I know he's dealing with some throat issues.
Does he want to win with multiple...
Here's what I heard about Gordon Lightfoot. Slight digression. Mm-hmm. I heard that Gordon Lightfoot has a very young, hot wife who will come on stage right before he performs... And his hands are down. Like he doesn't hug her.
Like he knows not to do it.
He doesn't hug her or touch her. And she comes and sprays throat spray in his mouth right before he sings. Like that's her job. Maybe Kawhi needs that.
It's good to be the king of Canada. I don't know.
I guess so. That's what you have to look forward to.
So does he want to stay the king of a country? Then he stays in Canada.
Or does he want to win multiple championships with multiple franchises? If he goes to the Clippers and wins, he does what LeBron never has done. I mean, LeBron's won with two separate franchises, but he hasn't won with the Lakers yet. So if Kawhi goes to the Clippers, if he goes to the Lakers, then yeah, LeBron's going to beat him. But winning a title with three franchises and you're the constant, you know the reason why.
Well, Steph couldn't do that. Durant hasn't done that.
Michael Jordan didn't do it. Yeah, he won six, but if Michael Jordan would have left after the first three and gone to play with Terry Cummings in Milwaukee and brought them a championship, yeah, then you would have done what Kawhi's done.
We don't know. He's a very bizarre figure. Like, it is interesting that it hasn't happened yet. I think a lot of people, insiders, were saying we were going to know yesterday.
Yeah, Casey Stern on the show yesterday, who is anchoring the desk on the free agency frenzy at the NBA Network, he was saying it's a done deal. He's going to the Lakers.
And a lot of people are saying that.
Which maybe he will. You never know. We'll see about that. I mean, this is what I'll say. Kawhi Leonard, did you hear the story about him? He went out to a team dinner with, and this may be true or maybe not true, but to me, you hear the story and it rings true. Mm-hmm. Whether it's true or not, you're like, I can see this guy doing it. So they went out to a team dinner.
Yeah.
San Antonio Spurs, Popovich, everyone's there, you know.
Popovich, who always looks like he's a guy at a wedding whose wife won't leave.
Right.
That's his expression on his face.
It's like, come on, honey, just grab a centerpiece. Let's go.
His tie is off, but he's
exasperated. He doesn't want to talk to anybody. Just let's go. Let's go.
So he's at dinner with Kawhi.
And they go to have dinner, and Kawhi Leonard does not order any food. He pulls out a bag of 12 apples and proceeds to eat a dozen apples.
And then was it who came up and said, who's the guy from Good Will Hunting? Like, that's how little I know anymore. Said, you like how you like them apples?
Matt Damon, you mean?
Yeah.
Who's the guy from Good Will Hunting, Jay?
I can't even think anymore.
Who's the guy from Mission Impossible? We'll talk about him later.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
We got a Tom Cruise take in this show.
Does it?
The Impossible Mission is me remembering people. Yeah,
that's the Mission Impossible.
That's right.
If Kawhi goes to the Lakers, remember all the excitement we had yesterday about the parity in the league? Remember how excited we all got about Utah and what Indiana was doing in free agency? Remember all that? Forget it. It's over.
Right.
Kawhi Leonard has the ability to squash everybody's hope in the NBA.
He has the ability to make the NBA fun and interesting.
If he goes to the Clippers.
If he
stays in Toronto. It's not his responsibility, okay, by the way, to make it fun. It's his responsibility to do what he wants to do. If he wants to eat 12 apples at a team dinner, eat 12 apples at a team dinner, which to me is essentially like going to the Lakers.
And who is the guy, again, from Good Will Hunting?
Matt Damon.
He said, how you like them apples.
Okay, so he didn't finish the last apple and say, do you like apples? How do you like these apples?
No, but Matt Damon was working at the restaurant.
I know. I saw the movie. You don't have to tell me. Explain the movie.
All right. So if Kawhi
goes... Do you like apples?
Yeah. There you go. See, if he comes to... That's Kawhi Leonard tapping on the thing. How do you like them apples? Anyway, the point is that, like, if he goes to the Lakers, all of the fun that we had and all the excitement, I mean, think of how much excitement we had about the Knicks yesterday. I mean, the Julius Randle signing, the Wayne Ellington pickup. There was hope with the Knicks. Hope with the Knicks.
Hope. Hope. All hope lost.
All hope lost once he goes to the Lakers, and it's the brow, the brawn, and the apple eater.
Yeah, and that's a team that, I mean.
Who's going to beat that team? Now I tell you, I could play
the point.
I could be the point guard on that team, and we would win the NBA championship.
Yeah. Yes. Because you've got all the elements, and when you have those two guys, I think the Lakers right now with those two guys in Kuzma.
Well, they'll make the playoffs.
They'll definitely make the playoffs. And there's a chance.
And they'll make noise. They will make noise. Maybe they'll win. I don't know. I don't know if they're better than Houston. I don't know if they're better than OKC. I don't know.
But there's a real good chance that they go all the way. With just what they have, it's drifting into Golden State Warrior territory of before this year.
So the Clippers pick up Mo Harkless in that bizarre, like, four-team Jimmy Butler weird deal. And Mo Harkless was great on Portland last year. A glue guy. I feel like the Clippers should be sponsored by Elmer's. It's just all a bunch of glue dudes.
Yeah.
They re-sign Patrick Beverley. They get everybody there. It's like they got Mo Harkless, and it's like they're that sexy woman who's just they pulled their skirt up just a little bit more.
To be like,
to reveal, come on.
Kawhi, look at this. Look at all this glue.
It's like a red light district
and
performer.
Harkless is like, I'm reaching out to Kawhi.
Who's got Kawhi's number?
Let me call him. That's who the Clippers are. If you want to go to a place where guys are going to bend over backwards and do whatever they can to make you the best you can be, come to the Clippers.
The crazy thing is, wherever Kawhi goes, he's going to damage the franchises that he did. So if he leaves Toronto, there's no way Toronto is winning the East.
No.
None.
That's a sign of how good he is.
There's no way. So if he leaves Toronto, they're done. But they got their championship, so congratulations. Okay? Good. But they're done. If he doesn't go to the Lakers probably won't win next year.
That's fair.
If he doesn't go to the Clippers aren't winning next year. So whoever he doesn't choose is in. To me, it feels like a Trading Places Duke and Duke dollar bet.
Like he bet someone.
See, I bet you that I couldn't put the Lakers in the poorhouse.
And make Toronto rich.
All $1.
$1.
He's like betting. He's betting Drake $1 that he couldn't do that to the.
I mean, Drake, if he leaves Toronto, what does Drake do?
I don't know.
Where does that guy go?
He has a second bar mitzvah.
I guess.
I mean, that's all you can do is go back into your own spirituality.
It is funny, though, don't you think, Rand, that we don't know yet? I mean, here we are. Like, Kawhi seems like the kind of guy who might not tell anyone and just show up at, like, practice for the team he wants to play for and, like, then work out a deal.
Do you have a contract here?
No, he's just working out. He's just...
Like, I could see Kawhi...
In a layup line on...
Like, Kawhi Leonard just hanging out with the Charlotte Hornets. You're like, wait a minute, are you playing for them? He's just not going to tell anybody.
Or, like, rebounding for the Memphis Grizzlies free throw line. And you're like, are you on this team now?
We start the NBA season and he comes out with, like, a t-shirt cannon in Charlotte and just starts shooting t-shirts.
Pow, pow, pow.
Just shoots it out into the world.
I mean, we don't know. That's the thing about Kawhi. And that's why everybody's walking around saying, well, he could go here, he could go here. Because there are, he's a guy that nobody can figure out his motivation, not one person.
And here's the thing, and what's crazy is he's going to make his decision, and I'm going to bet that we still don't know what his motivation is.
We won't, but we will certainly know what the pecking order of the NBA will be as soon as he makes that decision.
We absolutely should, but if you, why wouldn't you want to go? And I'm just throwing this out there into the world, and you guys can answer us. You can call us at 800-636-8686. Tweet at us, at Sklar Brothers.
Text us, you up?
You up? But the truth of it is why wouldn't you want to come to the Clippers and bring a championship to the Clippers? That then you could say, because the discussion has always been, all right, is Kobe better than Michael? Well, Michael had 6 championships and Kobe only had 5. Okay. Is Kobe better than Magic? Is who's better? They judge it by if you want to judge by championships, then Bill Russell was the best ever. He has the most. But like that people wouldn't say that. So if
he's like a guy who comes to startup companies and makes them Fortune 500 companies
and then leaves.
And then leaves. He's like the fixer.
He's the fixer. You bring him into, you know, Toronto could not get over the hump. They just couldn't beat. They couldn't beat LeBron. And who knows what they would have been this year with DeMar DeRozan. But he wasn't bringing him there. DeMar DeRozan did not bring the Spurs across the line.
No.
So I'm just saying that like.
Kawhi has proven
himself. He
has
a chance to do something that none of the other great players of all time have done, which is to move to another organization. And that is a team, by the way. The Clippers are like the Brooklyn Nets. The Clippers are built in such a way that he comes in and there aren't other huge stars on there.
No, it's like a TV show where like it's every great character actor of all time.
Exactly.
And like all you got to just drop a star in it at the top.
That's right. That's right.
And it's like, here you go. This is going to be great.
And you drop the star in and you see what happens with a great coach, with a great owner who doesn't care about money and will throw, you know what I mean? And will throw caution to the wind while the Golden State Warriors are dealing with injuries and they're down. They lost KD. Houston is the same. And who knows if they don't lock in their coach, they're not going to be, are they going to be a force?
Maybe not, depending on who they get. So this is the time. If there was a moment, I think the only argument maybe against it, and I know there is, look, there is a West Coast sort of bias. There is this thing where people say, well, people aren't going to stay up till 1 in the morning on the East Coast and midnight in the Midwest to watch people play out West. Yeah. They'll read about it.
That's right. Kobe faded into the background when
he
played here.
LeBron was more watched when he was, and yes.
He was more watched because he was out for 17 games in a row this year.
I agree.
So,
I'm just trying to think about why he possibly wouldn't come.
Apparently, he may have met with the Clippers last night. To me, I feel like maybe he didn't intend to meet with them, but just showed up at the same place. Like, this is the way Kawhi operates. I feel like Kawhi probably doesn't even have an agent.
Yeah.
If Kawhi didn't have...
You got to, like, call his, like, cousin, and his cousin will tell
you. I feel like Kawhi probably is like, hit me on my beeper, and then I'll call you back.
Hit my pager. Blow up my pager.
Blow up my pager, and then I'll call you back. And I'll call my service. And
I'll go to a payphone and call you.
Like... I bet Kawhi doesn't have a cell phone. If you told me Kawhi Leonard does not have a cell phone, I'd be like, mm-hmm. My reaction wouldn't be like, what?
No.
It'd be like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So We don't know where he's going to go. He may decide in the course of...
We will let you know. We'll talk to Ben Golliver and get his thoughts. I think
he has a chance. What's amazing is like his finger on the scales of the NBA. He has a chance to either completely disrupt all the good that happened yesterday. And I think a lot of good happened. You have a lot of teams that are right now saying to themselves,
we have hope.
We got a shot. You don't think Milwaukee's saying we have a shot? And yes, they lost Brogdon, but you don't think they're saying we have a shot?
Indiana's saying we have a shot.
Utah's saying we have a shot.
Houston?
Houston's like we have a shot. Obviously, Oklahoma City feels like they have a shot. Young teams like Sacramento are like, wait till you see what we can do.
Brooklyn has a shot.
Orlando is like, we're going to develop our players further.
Golden State Warriors are not down and out. They got D'Angelo Russell.
They do have D'Angelo Russell.
Swaggy P did the secret video of his team meeting.
That's right, which I thought was nice. Let's take a break.
Yep.
Shall we?
Off and running.
Off and running. Here we go. I want to let you guys know, by the way, summer's here. And so is the unbelievably hot weather. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. We also spend a lot of time in our cars.
True that.
In those summer months, especially out in LA. You know how that heat can just drain the life out of you? Mm-hmm. Imagine what it's doing to your car. Summer heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery, even more so than the harsh winter months. Think about that. Heat more than cold can shorten your battery's life. Rising temperatures can cause battery fluids to evaporate, leading to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. I don't have to tell you that, Jay.
Global warming.
You always want your car at its peak performance, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts now and have your battery tested free of charge. Free if it needs replacing. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar
Christy Alley
that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. These guys are awesome. To find a store near you, visit O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Hey, we're off and running now. Email us, tweet at us. It's the Sklar Brothers. I got to tell you, by the way, this program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Let's have a great day today, Jay. Great takes.
Prepare for summer road trips. Before you head out, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simple preventative maintenance before you hit the road will ensure a safe journey during the summer months ahead. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
Sklar Brothers back here filling in for Jim Rome on CBS Sports Radio and on the CBS Sports TV. That is Kawhi's plan. We don't know what his plan is.
No one knows.
Nobody knows. In the time we started this show, by the way, I got excited. I mean, I don't know if I was Lenny Dykstra seeing a motorcycle excited.
That's excitement.
Thank you. You know why? Because Nails himself.
Yeah, man.
He tweeted at us. I'm going to say this. Nails, if you're listening, okay?
Which I hope he is.
Get to a payphone because I don't think you own your own cellular service. Get your Cricket Wireless, your Boost Mobile or Cricket Wireless. Get your burner phone. Flip out that Nokia Pebble dog and call us 800-636-8686. We will take your call. But I'm going to tell you right now, you've got to put your teeth in so we can understand you.
What is it about people when they don't have their teeth, like it seems like they're constantly eating something, like their mouth is moving more and they're chewing?
Because your teeth stop you from eating. Did you know that?
Happy Sunday. Get the bottom ones out. I don't like the bottom ones.
Nails, call us. 800-636-8686. I want Lenny Dykstra. I'm saying, if Lenny is listening or his parole officer is listening, call us right now. I want to talk to
Lenny. I got a car wash I want to sell you, buddy.
All right. Let's stay in the NBA real quickly.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
that's the sound of the teeth.
Alvin. Stop it, Alvin.
Alvin DeLauro. Hilarious.
So we'll stay in the NBA because did you watch in some of the summer league stuff? I started watching summer league games last night. It's fun. I mean,
it's exciting.
If you're a college basketball fan, and we can get into this later with Juwan when he's on the show. If you're a college basketball fan, your favorite players or guys you watched in the most recent college basketball season are now playing
in the summer league, and they're going to get minutes there where some of those guys won't get minutes.
I watched Kyle Guy and Jordan Poole go toe to toe last night, Sacramento and Golden State, and it was fun. It was actually really fun to watch that. The other fun thing about the summer league, and again, I think The NBA does it better than other leagues. They are more nimble than they just seem to be more nimble.
Well, they're more open to making changes. They're less precious with their rules.
Do you think that all the cocaine that the NBA players did in like the 80s and 70s, that it was like an organization that was going to go down? So there isn't like this crazy history.
Right. You know what I mean?
There isn't this crazy history like baseball with like, we can't mess with the sanctity of, you know, these specific rules.
I mean, they're talking about less games in the regular season, which would affect people's statistics.
Absolutely.
And yet people aren't screaming, crying foul because they're saying, well,
because
well maybe
that's
right.
You can't even compare statistics to people before the three-point line versus after the three-point line. So they are making some changes, and one notable change that they're going to try out in the summer league this year is
coaches get one
challenge, like a challenge flag, which I think is super interesting. Don't you, Jay?
I don't know if that, yeah. I mean, the game has the best flow, arguably. I mean, maybe hockey, but best flow in all of sports is an NBA
game.
Yeah,
I mean, yes, free throws and stuff.
And fouls, but like,
aren't a lot of replay stoppages and I don't know.
On out of bounds plays and things like that. I don't think you necessarily want to add more.
We've said this about the NBA. It is a players' league. Right now, are there players going like, I have to go in the free agency, in this crazy free agency frenzy? Were there any players that said, I have to go play for that coach?
No.
Everyone was like, most of the coaches they're not interchangeable. Some coaches are better than others, but they aren't saying, I have to go to this coach. I have to go to Phil Jackson. I have to go to Jerry Sloan. This is back in the days.
They're more saying, I got to play with that guy.
Yeah. I want to go play with that player. So it's a player's league. I think Steve Kerr is a great coach, but I don't think people are beating down the door to just play for Steve Kerr.
Well, so to that end, and with this topic, who gets the challenge flag? I'm going to call it a challenge flag on the Lakers.
Yeah.
Does it go to Vogel?
Does it go to Kidd? What if Kidd's the guy who does the... I mean, LeBron wants Kidd to have it.
I mean, maybe LeBron gets it. I mean, thank God LeVar Ball doesn't have it.
But you don't like it because you think it'll slow down.
I think it's going to slow down the game a little bit. We're slowed down. The only time I think...
I mean, maybe it'll make coaches relevant again. Like the coach throws a challenge flag. You're like, who threw that?
We have a coach.
Nick Nurse is coaching.
I thought he was gone. There's that.
Scotty Brooks.
Scott Skiles?
I
know. I'm just saying. He might have thrown a flag. But there is that moment where these coaches can assert their relevance. To me, where it helps and where there's a moment where it would work would be... Because this is a call that I think gets missed in the NBA from time to time. Mm-hmm. And that is the...
Traveling. No, I'm sorry. Gets missed all the time.
Yeah. I'm talking about the layup... where it goes off the glass and the guy blocks it just after it goes off the glass.
Should be goaltending. They don't miss it. It's hard to tell, but on a replay, you could see it, and that's why you throw a challenge flag.
Right. That, to me, is the challenge flag. But, like, obviously, to me, if you want to make it fun, then give that one challenge to a different person connected to each organization.
So give a challenge flag to Drake. He's already given shoulder massages. Right?
Bad things.
Yep. You think that's bad? I think that's a good thing.
Could be smart. Give one to Nicholson.
Give one to Nails. How excited would Lenny Dykstra be if he had a challenge flag?
Give one.
He'd be that excited.
Give it to Steve Ballmer. That's
man.
A guy.
Steve Ballmer's level of excitement. When Steve Ballmer gets excited, and this is not a joke, my blood pressure raises.
Oh, yeah. Steve Ballmer makes Howard Dean scream.
Oh, my God. Steve Ballmer is a damn handsome man.
And an exciting guy.
He's got the head that every mascot wants to polish. And I'm looking right at you, Garrett Ritt.
Give one to Rodman.
Give
a challenge to Rodman per game.
He would throw it in a yoga studio and go try and
steal a crystal. He could phone it in from North Korea.
Mm-hmm. I would love it if Rodman had a challenge flag.
He deserves one.
He should have a challenge flag in life.
James Dolan, give him one.
Or give us one that, and when he starts playing JD in the sure shots, is it the sure pure shots?
I think it's the...
JD in the straight shots.
I don't know what it
Drady
is.
JD in the... JD in the straight pants.
Shambhala.
Wash away my troubles.
Oh, God.
Wash away my pain.
This...
With the rain.
Okay. This is the moment... When you listen to this, you're like, nobody tells this guy no.
Not one person in his life.
He has no one in his life saying, please don't do this.
Don't wear cowboy boots.
Don't wear, stop singing. You can't front a band. You shouldn't even be doing karaoke.
You know, like when the background singers are like, thank God it's our turn to save this song for a minute.
Exactly.
Like, that's where they're at.
What they're doing is, and the truth of the matter is, they're scared. It's like when someone's drowning in the ocean. Even if an Olympic swimmer goes to save them, they could all drown.
Your singing voice leaves a lot to desire. You're a bad singer.
Charles Oakley should be able to throw his challenge flag at James Dolan and then choke him out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Look, I think the challenge flag or the challenge, I see it coming in the NBA. And I do think, like I said, in certain moments, it's okay. It helps. But I do think it has to go to someone who's not. Like, give it to the 12th man. Give it to the 11th man. Give it to the guy at the end of the bench. Can you imagine how already everyone loved White Mamba? But if he threw like a well-thought-out challenge out there, okay, and the point should go to that person. Like, if it's goaltending, okay, and they get the points, give the points to the Mamba.
Yeah.
To White Mamba. That's what I'm saying.
I
give
love
him
it.
2 points.
We got a couple of tweets. Drew Skoland says, Clubbros, I love how nobody's talking about the Trailblazers who made the WCF without the Western Conference Finals without, I mean, Enes Kanter played through a shoulder injury. And yeah. We've got the man on the line right now. I am so proud of him. I'm so excited for him. And I can't wait to see what he's going to do at the University of Michigan. There's a guy we went to college with, had classes with, and then have watched his career grow and get to a point where now you get the keys to this wonderful automobile. Juwan Howard, how you feeling, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're great. I saw you at a, this is Randy, I saw you at the Clippers Heat game when you were here with the Heat, and we made eye contact and you said hi to me, and I was like, I didn't know if Juwan was going to remember us. But you did, and I've always said that's who you were. You were a guy who took the time to get to know people, and that I know how important that is, certainly on something like the recruiting trail.
Well, I mean, I must say I really appreciate the relationship that we've created through our days in Michigan. I thought, you know, during our times of going to class, we've always had respect for one another, indulged in nice conversations, laughs, did it all. So I remember when I was playing on the NBA level, and then all of a sudden I saw, you know, you both working for, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was NBA TV.
ESPN.
ESPN. ESPN Classic.
And doing ESPN and ESPN Classic.
Right. So I was just so happy for you guys and your success. And I was like, oh, I know them. We had class together.
That's right.
Yeah.
I love it. So let's
get how hard you guys work to get to where you are now. So, you know, respect to that.
Thank you, man. Well, it's very exciting. Thank you. And you too. It's very exciting that you are, I mean, I want to talk to you about everything. I want to first talk about college, but then I want to talk about the craziness that's happened in the NBA, because we know you're not that far out the door from the NBA. Just insane. Pete, guys you knew, guys like Hassan Whiteside, who looked like he wasn't, you know, where was his career going? Then he works with you, gets developed by you, and suddenly he's got a max contract. And now he goes to, I think, a situation in Portland where he will help that team out. So there's craziness. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But right now, to jump right into the fire, University of Michigan, you have some great pieces on this team coming back, certainly defensively, which I know you that is
value.
One of the things you value. And certainly one of the things you were great at. So with Xavier Simpson and John Teske up the middle, and Isaiah Livers too, a great defender. So now it's about filling in those other pieces around and making sure you guys can score. Are you excited about the team you have coming back?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited about our team. Yes, we lost three guys to the NBA draft. Those three guys are Jordan Poole, Charles Matthews, and Iggy. Very happy for all three of them. But with the guys that we have returning, they're a very talented group. A lot of folks do not, you know, give them the credit. And I mean by folks, I'm speaking of folks that are, you know, don't know this team, doesn't know really like each personnel and what that each player brings to the table, their strengths. And their strengths are, first, they're hard workers. They've been working extremely hard since April in the weight room, working with our strength and conditioning staff, getting their bodies right and healthy, and get in the best shape possible to prepare for this upcoming season. So I cannot be any more proud of the guys. And then you talk about the three guys that were here last year that were starters. I know Livers was in and out of the lineup. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a guy like Simpson, who's, as we all know, will be a senior next year, one of the best point guards returning in college basketball.
Great leader.
We said at the same time.
I know he just is. It almost feels rare
to have seniors on your team who have a lot of playing time. Like that's a rare thing.
Yeah. Now I think that's a treat for me because you know they know this program. They, of course, are guys who really enjoy being here, being a student at the University of Michigan. Had, so far, three great years of college basketball under the Beilein system and mm-hmm. excelled while doing it. They also have been battle-tested where they have won Big Ten championship.
Postseason games.
Also been a part of the national championship team of mm-hmm. when they lost to Villanova. So the experience is there. Mm-hmm. John Teske, another guy who blossomed last season, he's a senior. He's coming back. A great defender. In my opinion, I think he's underrated offensively. Mm-hmm. So it's my job to help him really tap into his offensive skills and bring it out of him, encourage him to not only shoot the basketball more, but also play a little bit more towards with his back to the basket because he can shoot and score in that low post. So,
and he's a great defender.
I lean on him a lot.
And
we all know about how a great defender he is.
He's a tree. He is literally a tree in the middle. And that's going to help you up the middle. You got help. But you talked about strength and conditioning. How important was it for you? And I think this is, again, for fans and anybody who makes a jump from the NBA who maybe doesn't have a ton of head coaching experience. How important was it for you to keep guys like the strength and conditioning coach and an assistant like Saadi Washington while then also saying, look, I know what I know. I know how to develop players. I know how to do that stuff. But as far as head coaching stuff, to bring in a Phil Martelli to kind of help you on that bench, a lot of people saw that as a very smart move. How important was it to put your team together of coaches?
Well, first and foremost, I'm humble. I'm humble by the fact that I always want to improve and get better as a coach. Mm-hmm. I've been fortunate enough to work for the Miami Heat culture and learn under Spo and Pat Riley and I'm always trying to figure out, you know, ways to improve myself. And I look at it as a coach, player development, you know, that's what I'm all about, not just for me, but also for the players. So when you touched on it earlier about working with a guy like Hassan Whiteside, mm-hmm. you know, I've been in the trenches before. So I want to surround myself with people who I know that are great in their job and their craft, but where we can complement each other. But more importantly, help these kids grow because that's what it's all about, serving to our players. And so John Sanderson, who's the strength and conditioning coach, that was my first hire.
That's amazing.
I had a chance to witness and see firsthand what he does. Mm-hmm. I think he is excellent, you know, at what he do as a developing the players from a strength and conditioning standpoint. So I wanted to make sure I bring him back. Saadi Washington, he's the brains.
He is.
Engine going.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's the guy who's been here for the last 2 years, but has a ton of experience coaching. From, you know, he first was at Oakland.
He was great at Oakland, yep.
And did a phenomenal job there. He's also from this area. Knows a lot of people, a lot of talent, has a great eye for talent. So, and then his experience on the bench has proven that he's one of the young, aspiring coaches that will be a head coach someday.
Yeah,
and it's
for
my
sure.
position to help him grow to get to that level. See, so I will do that.
And that is selfless. That is an attitude that, again, it's what you're exuding at the beginning here is a selflessness that you look. I may not know everything. I want this guy to help me out with NCAA compliance. I want this guy to help me out with in terms of X's and O's and coaching and whatnot. I think that shows that you're exuding that out there, and I'm assuming that's your message too.
No, absolutely. I mean, I am one of the guys who are selfless and egoless. So mm-hmm. when you have a guy like Phil Martelli, I went out and got him, and I'm thankful that St. Joe's did not retain him. So mm-hmm. it was just an added plus for me and my staff and the University of Michigan because this guy has over 30 years of experience on a collegiate level of teaching the game mm-hmm. from an X's and O's standpoint. But more importantly, by working with young men, developing them to become student athletes. So I think it just was a no-brainer to bring him in. But not only he's going to help our team grow, but he's going to help me grow as a coach because I've never been the number one guy before. I was an assistant in Miami, and I was the guy that was given all the ideas. And Spo was the guy, of course, who
put them into the day, practice,
making all decisions.
Right.
Now the seat is turned over to me. I'm the number one guy.
That's right.
I need to stay organized and more importantly, grow. And Coach Martelli will help with that area for sure.
Absolutely.
As well as Saadi.
Absolutely.
And Howard Eisley.
Sure, all three. Of them. That was a great hire, too.
One of the Eisley brothers.
One of the,
I might be wrong with
he's
that.
Not one of the Eisley.
But no, I think the other thing that people are noticing immediately is that certainly the offers that Michigan is extending right now through under you are two five-star athletes to guys that maybe
some of these kids may be one and dones. You don't know, but you're extending it out there and wading into those waters, which was something that hadn't been done in the past. And I don't think that's such a bad thing. I think that's actually kind of cool.
Well, we're looking for talent. If you can play, mm-hmm. we're going to, you know, extend the offer to, you know, offer your scholarship to play here at the University of Michigan. You know, I know a lot of people get caught up into the five-star, four-star, mm-hmm. three-star athletes. You know, we're looking at guys who I think that's going to help move the needle to help put us in the position to, at some point, raise that trophy, cut down those nets, and say we're a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you come here one year with the program, it's my job to make sure I stay on top of that person each and every year to take classes to help them to get their degree some point in the near future.
Because you did it.
As the three of us know,
yep.
Getting a degree at the University of Michigan,
it's worth a lot.
That is special.
Well, you came back. I mean, you left your junior year, but came back right away to finish up your degree, which I know.
Or you did it on the road.
On the road. You did it in a way that made you and your family proud. It was something I know when you came to the University of Michigan, that was something that was very important to you. You didn't want to just leave after a couple of years and not finish what you started.
No, not at all. I think I owed it to my family, and also I owed it to this university. You know, one thing about it here at the University of Michigan, once you step foot on this campus and you embrace the culture here,
mm-hmm.
I think you don't never want to leave. Or if you do leave, you always want to come back to it.
Because we feel
it's
that
kind of place. It's that kind of city.
It's special. It's home. It's home.
It is. You know, one of the beautiful college cities that are in America. And
yep.
Some would say I'm biased, but no, I just think that a lot of us will agree. You know, saying that you went to the school, you know, University of Michigan, you know, it's a privilege and an honor.
It is. Last question. I know your time is valuable, and I so appreciate you coming on here with us. Last question, and this is crazy because, you know, recruiting is what it is, and it's different now than it even was when you were back there. And I know you did a lot to help recruit those other guys in the Fab Five to come. You were the first domino to fall. You were, you know, you were like the KD, you know, and Kyrie, and then all the other dominoes fell. But, like, you went and tried to go get a Chris Webber, go get a Jalen Rose and a Jimmy King and Ray Jackson. So now when you're sitting here and there's a guy, there's a piece out there that people in Michigan know, a Franz Wagner, Mo Wagner's little brother who's out in Germany, and literally deciding, am I going to come stateside and have the experience of being a college player, or am I going to go continue to play professionally in Germany and get my college education there and represent Germany in a way that I know they're making that push? He may be the piece that bridges the gap for you. How hard are you? And by the way, feel free right now to announce that he's going to commit to Michigan right here on the air. If you want to, you can. But I mean, how hard are you working that situation to try and get a guy like that in? Who he wasn't ranked, but if he was ranked, he'd probably be in the top 50 or 100 players for the 2019.
Well, our communication has been great. Right now, he is. Dealing with he's making decisions if he's going to play with his national team to represent his country in the World Cup
mm-hmm.
championship tournament. I highly recommend that he does because you know that's a chance of a lifetime.
Sure,
it's a dream that I'm sure like a lot of college athletes would love to do at some point in their careers, whether you're playing basketball, soccer, baseball, you know,
whatever,
golf,
yeah,
whatever. You know, you love to have that chance to wear your company, excuse me, not company, but
country colors, yeah.
Uniform and colors, you know, stand on that podium and, you know, present that flag if you become, you know, one of those medalists,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a gold, bronze, civil, whatever. So at the end of the day, we've been communicating on whenever that process is over with. We'd love to have him on campus and wear a Michigan jersey, just like his brother, and you know, at some point, you know, compete for the University of Michigan and help this team in many ways possible and become a student athlete here at the university.
I think that's the tack to go, because you're not pushing him right now and saying, give us a decision right now. You're giving that kid the rope he needs.
No, it would be unfair to him. And I think it would be very selfish of us if we try to pressure him in that way.
I hope he realizes that.
Enjoy this experience.
I hope he
recognizes. It takes a player to know a player.
I hope he recognizes how much care you're putting in. You hear that, Franz Wagner, if you're listening in Germany, and I don't know if he is.
Right. But I don't know if I'm allowed to say his name because of the NCAA.
You aren't. I said it. We said it. Right. You didn't say his name. But listen, man, we are, again, so proud of you. We look forward to what you're going to do. And best of luck in all that you do. And when we're up on campus, we'll say hi to you, all right?
All right, please do, guys. You're always welcome to come here. You guys are a Michigan family, so I'm just so happy for you guys' success, and continue to keep doing it, man. I'm supporting you.
Thanks.
Thank you,
Juwan,
so much,
Howard, everybody. Juwan. Thank you, Juwan. Wow, let's take a break. That was good stuff from
Juwan. Yeah, and I love just hearing from his perspective. Like, it is, he's making the transition, but he's doing it in a humble way. I think that's one of those moments where an NBA guy came to college to make it work.
And the brand Nubians have it right. Don't let it go to your head. He does it. He's very humble, and that's the approach he's going to take, which I think is going to help him out. All right.
Good night.